Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. 2016 is Shakespeare 400. April marks the 400-year anniversary of the Bard's death, and major cultural institutions are marking the occasion from Warsaw to Dubai. From plays to lectures, it's a worldwide, year-long party for lovers of William Shakespeare. In Berlin, no one fits that label like Heather Betts and Brett Dean.
Shakespeare now is the same as Shakespeare in any other year, because Shakespeare's always there.
Shakespeare is universal. Yeah. He's relevant in every time and place because we are human beings.
Dean was the principal viola for the Berlin Philharmonic. He's now working on a major commission as a composer, an opera of Hamlet for the Glyndebourne Festival Opera. Betts has presented solo shows inspired by Hamlet in Berlin and Melbourne this year alone. Oh, and they're married. Visiting their Charlottenburg studio is like stepping into a loud and colorful world where Shakespeare's texts are actually tangible. The shared space is filled with Hamlet paintings ready for Betts' new show and the storyboard for Dean's opera. And even though they've been mulling over this play for years, it doesn't look like they'll be stopping soon.
Now I'm into my fourth year, as I said, of paintings about Hamlet, and I'm just thinking, hang on, weren't there other subjects out there somewhere? Why is this still enthralling me so much? I'm not stuck, I mean, I'm fascinated and thrilled with it.
Sort of deeper you go into it, the more you discover
it. The richer it
gets. You know, like this onion that just keeps
unfolding. And the more true it is. You know, you recognize yourself there all the time.
Betts sees herself in Ophelia in particular, so much so that she devoted a recent exhibition to the character. Sculptures from the show are on the album cover of Dean's String Quartet with Soprano. The pair insist that Ophelia is no shrinking violet. For Betts and Dean, Ophelia still has a lot to say.
You know, for me, she's a very strong character. And when you set her beside Hamlet, who himself, he is all about indecision, to be or not to be, she's exactly the opposite.
Well, in this piece, we've taken not only words that she herself says, but also words that are said to her or about her. And so we've been able, well, at least the attempt was to try and paint a more complete picture, you know, see her from different angles.
These new angles do make Shakespeare feel fresh, even 400 years later. But do these two ever feel intimidated, riffing on one of the most celebrated writers in world history?
And I sort of feel both for opera or for painting, if we were to go to William himself and say, is it okay if we take your ideas and translate them into to these other formats? I can only imagine he would say, go for it.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Lily Kelting.